If you like Rogan and Rodney, be sure to check out Petros and Money. Hear them live weekdays at 3 on AM 570 LA Sports or podcast their show on the iHeartRadio app by searching Petros and Money. This is Jackie Robinson Day on the home of the Dodgers. KLAC Los Angeles, KYSR HD2 Los Angeles, an iHeartRadio station. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Let's do it. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peet, AM 570, LA Sports. Right off the top, you know, it's a day that changed baseball, and in some regards, changed life. Jackie Robinson Day. You know, most people are not old enough to remember what Jackie Robinson went through as he broke the color barrier in baseball, as the Dodgers, Rodney, gave him that opportunity. But it was a day that forever changed history. And a day that we must remember. And I saw the movie 42. So that's what I learned about what he went through. And he was a remarkable guy and was someone with great perseverance and strength and stamina and determination. And I don't know how many people today could actually do what he did and persevere.
Yeah, it's a very significant day. He's an extremely significant hero in American history and world history. You think about what we've gone through in the last year in this country and in the world, and how significant, you know, the tensions that are out there, and just imagine what they were like when Jackie broke into the league and the Dodgers gave him that opportunity where he had to go to every single ballpark and hear racist slurs and death threats and not being able to sleep in the same hotel as his teammates. It's remarkable. And then on top of that, having to go out and play a baseball game and be dominant in the baseball game because he was the first. And if he wasn't on top of his game every single day and wasn't the best, then they would have an excuse to say, well, see, we tried and it failed. So there was tremendous amount of pressure on him on and off the field. And, you know, Fred, you said something. You said 42 was the time you learned about it. You know, obviously in certain communities, you learn about it from day one when you're young. And it is what we've learned, again, not to get on the soapbox, but what we learned in 2020 that, you know, we need to really understand our whole history, not just certain aspects of history and certain things that we were taught growing up in books and things of that nature. And it just, again, a day like today just reconfirms that individuals, whether they play sports or in politics or in business or whatever, it transcends sometimes what their profession is. So when I hear people, you know, certain individuals say shut up and dribble or just keep your mouth shut, it that's not possible and it doesn't work that way because it all crosses over into life. And Jackie Robinson showed us and put a mirror up to the world about what was going on in life and the Dodgers being able to give that opportunity. So it's a tremendous day for us to reflect back and understand the sacrifices that he went through and appreciate that. So happy Jackie Robinson Day.
All right. Zach McKinstry is going to join us during the 1 o'clock hour today on the topic of the Dodgers and the man that made the catch out in left field last night, Brando Lopez, the Nacho Man. He is going to join us coming up later on this half hour. Our Dodger coverage, we're all over the place today. We got everything covered like a cheap suit.
Not to be mistaken with Randy Savage, the Macho Man.
No, not to be confused. This is the Nacho Man.
Right.
Brando Lopez, and he'll be coming up here at about 12:20, 12:25. Lakers at home tonight against Boston. The road trip is over. And, well, this is not going to be easy tonight against the Celtics. But the good news, fans will be back in the building. And it's the first time that that's been happening. 2,000 fans will be allowed in. Now, there are some protocols if you're going to the game tonight. If you're going, you need to know these things. One thing that is very interesting, you need proof that you are vaccinated or you need to prove of a negative test. And it has to have occurred no more than 72 hours prior to the game. I find that interesting. If you're going to go, well, if you're going to go, you've got your vaccination card.
Yeah.
You've got to show that. Or you've got to show proof.
Been tested.
Yeah. Here's why I find interesting. And I don't understand the legalities of this, you know, but some people are not going to be vaccinated. We know that.
Yep.
And can you be denied entrance in somewhere if you don't have a vaccination card? I mean, long term. Example, NBC. They want everybody to get vaccinated, but they said everyone does not have to be vaccinated. But I have a feeling that they're not going to let people back in unless they're vaccinated, but they're not telling you you have to do it. So if this is going to be the case going forward for sporting events in this city, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Ducks, and Anaheim maybe, do you think people are going to have a problem showing that they have been vaccinated, Rodney, before they're admitted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Fred, look, we went through 2020 and all the stuff we went through, and we're still seeing Karens out there. We're still seeing people walk into Walmarts and walk into Costco's and grocery stores and claim, I got a medical condition, I can't wear a mask, and those situations. It is a private business, a private entity. They can refuse service to anyone, so absolutely they can do that. Secondly, it doesn't say yet that you have to be vaccinated, but you have to have a negative test. It's already happening in the NFL. My brother got a notice that all employees have to be vaccinated in order to work in the facility going forward. So for the upcoming NFL season. So yeah, it's going to be one of those things that that I'm sure at some point, the negative test is maybe not going to be enough and people are going to have to be vaccinated. It'll be interesting because I know there are a lot of people. We just talked to Eric the other day that says he's not planning on getting vaccinated. And I know a lot of people that don't trust or plan on getting vaccinated and have valid reasons for it. There are certain people in a lot of communities that don't believe in certain vaccinations. So, it'll be interesting how they enforce it. But again, it goes back to them being a private business that can refuse service if you don't want to obey or abide by their laws. I just traveled recently and same thing. You have to have a negative test within 72 hours to even get on a plane to where I was going. So it is the new normal and people better get on board. But I assure you, I promise you, as we're seeing today, that we will see those folks out there that want to defy and make a scene and go viral and just to whatever reasoning they have to be defiant in a time where, you know, let's just try to get past this, get through this and do the right thing and protect everyone. There are going to be those few people out there that still want to buck the system.
Yeah, we both have had our first shots and we will both get our second. If you're wondering, yes, we're going to be vaccinated. Also tonight at Staples, no physical tickets, only digital. That makes sense. Tickets are sold in pods. They'll be physically distanced by at least 6 feet. That makes sense. All fans must be California residents. Okay, ooh. So if you have somebody visiting from out of town.
Can't go.
Can't go unless you lie and then sneak them in. But you're not supposed to do that.
What do you got? How do you got to prove that?
It doesn't
driver's
say.
Driver's license?
What do you think? Driver's license, Kevin?
Maybe. It does not say. All of this is on the Lakers official website, by the way, and it doesn't say that you have to provide physical ID. It just says you have to be a resident. So whether or not they'll check you at the door, I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of people, I mean, well, yeah, that have a different state as their ID or different driver's license and don't have their, like, I don't put my home address on my driver's license. I mean, it's still in state, but right. I don't put my home address on it. So
you know what might be a good idea if you want to go and you're not from the state of California? Do what the kids do. Get a fake ID.
Don't think I'd recommend that. Maybe
look
do
at you,
with...
Fred. That was brought to you by Fred Rogan,
yeah.
Kevin Figures, and Rodney Pete. Ronnie Fascio had nothing to do with that statement by Fred Rogan.
I'm not saying I know anything about that,
Yeah.
But I've heard some kids
just
did.
Yeah. You just did.
Maybe another strategy, maybe a more sensible strategy, some would say. Like when the DMV is asking you for this real ID stuff, maybe bring like a bill, some sort of, you know, telephone bill or something like that along with you and your ID and make sure your names match in case you even need to have physical proof of identification. That's probably a better way to go.
Okay, no food or drinks will be allowed at your seat. Designated eating areas where you will be required to sit or stand. And this is the one. This last one is the one that got everybody upset. Not everybody. But it upset the women. Those fans, those female fans are upset, Rodney. No bags of any kind are allowed. This includes purses. Only medical bags. So I guess if you're a doctor, you can bring your bag. Or childcare bags will be allowed.
I think it means like if you're a diabetic and you need something.
You meant a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house?
No, Fred, no.
They have a medical bag?
You have a medical issue that requires you to bring something with you. I think that's what that means.
Oh, okay. And the bags are going to be thoroughly inspected upon entry.
Plastic clear bags, right?
Out.
No.
No plastic?
Not even those. And that's what got a lot of people upset. Specifically women.
Yeah, they're not pleased.
Yeah, because at Dodger Stadium, they said you had to bring clear plastic bags. Kind of like they started doing at stadiums after 9/11, where you had to bring those clear bags into the stadium. But they're saying you can't bring anything other than your wallet or your phone.
Right.
How does that get in?
Well, your wallet's in your pocket, and so is your phone.
The problem is a lot of women's clothing don't have pockets. They carry things in their purses and or bags.
Right. Lip gloss, makeup, all kinds
other
of stuff.
Other female like items that you may need with you, you know?
Right. I'm sure that is that a NBA rule or is that a Laker rule?
It's on the Laker website. So that might be Laker protocols.
Yeah, and that might be adjusted.
Well,
at some point. Like the Dodgers adjusted after opening day if there's an issue and it becomes an issue at the gate. Who knows what someone needs to have out with them when they go out for a 4 or 5 hour stint away from home.
Right.
You know?
So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, because people are pretty upset about it. And especially the women, female fans. Because, they oftentimes don't have pockets. There are things they have to bring. Where am I going to put them? Who's going to hold them for me? I'm going to need those with me. It'll be interesting to see if the Lakers change this before game time tonight.
I remember at the Super Bowl, when the Rams played, they had to put it in the bag. But the women had certain size of wallets that they were turning them away. So you can't bring that pocketbook or wallet that they had away because it was too big. It'll be interesting to see what they do and how flexible they are.
All right, so that's a deal on the Lakers tonight. And if you're going, be prepared. Beware. And tomorrow, let us know how it goes. Tomorrow we'll find out. Were things smooth? Because I assure you, if they don't go smoothly, well, we'll find out before
tomorrow.
Does
that make it mean it's going to be 80% male at the game?
Say that again?
Men. Is it going to be 80% men at the game because the women are upset and they can't bring extra stuff? Or have the men bring it? So what if you have a coat? Can you stick things in your coat?
I'd imagine if you have a jacket and you have pockets, sure.
Yeah, but don't wear a parka.
It'll be 80 degrees, and the woman's going to make the man wear a big down jacket with 18 pockets in it. A ski jacket. It's got all the zippers around it.
Gentlemen, let your ladies borrow your cargo shorts and your cargo pants. How about that?
Well, we'll find out tonight, and I'm sure we'll hear about it tomorrow. One other basketball thing real quick, Rodney. Michael Jordan is going to present Kobe Bryant in the Naismith Hall of Fame induction ceremony on May 15th. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kobe going in and giving the speech that Michael Jordan gave at Staples.
Yeah. It's fitting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan, who considered Kobe a younger brother, I don't think people really knew that to the degree in which he did prior to his speech at the memorial and how much they actually communicated back and forth. So it's a fitting tribute. I'm sure it means an awful lot to the Bryant family. And it would mean everything to Kobe Bryant. And that was announced about an hour ago, that Michael Jordan is going to be the man at the induction ceremony for Kobe. Kenley Jansen last night for the Dodgers came in and he said he's got a new approach. Normally when you're angry, as you said in the tease, takes 10 steps back. Catch your breath. Relax. Don't do anything in anger because you make poor decisions. Apparently now Kenley's new approach is, I am angry and I'm going to play angry. And when he took the mound last night, he looked upset. I mean, he didn't look pleasant nor happy. He looked like he was upset. He was angry. Then he went out there and blew him away. I like this new philosophy. I'm mad as hell and I'm going out there and you better get out of the way. I like that.
And I don't think that's what he said.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, he said I'm angry. That's it. I'm pissed off, Rodney, and I'm going out there with the ball.
I think he was upset. He gave up a walk, and then, he heard some grumblings, I think, because there were some grumblings if you could listen, there were some grumblings. Oh, Kenley. And then he struck out the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got mad.
You could tell he was pissed off after he got that last strikeout. He was pissed off.
Kevin, didn't he change his music?
Oh, yeah, from California Love to Two of America's Most Wanted. Well, a very angry song with Tupac and Snoop.
I'm telling you. Yeah. He's ticked off, Rodney. You don't want to mess with him now. I like the new Kevin.
I like it. I like it.
I do, too.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, you know, they always say some people don't play well angry, and there's a very small percentage of folks that, yeah, get them angry. Get them angry. I like being angry. There are certain people that I played with that, you know, if they were angry or hated the other team, they just lost all kind of focus and they were useless. And then there were others, you wanted to get them angry. Hey, you know, you go up to them, you know, I was out there in warm-ups and he was talking about your mama. hey. And he brought your sister into it too. So, man, number 24 on the other side, I'm telling you, he's talking about your family, Steve.
And the thing was, when you saw Kenley's face last night, when he was angry, that is not a guy you'd want to mess with.
No, you don't want to see an angry Kenley Jansen in the dark alley.
And you can imagine what the hitter must be thinking. The guy standing there going, what did I do? Well, yeah. What are you mad at me for? So maybe this new disposition.
We'll see.
It's going to make a difference.
We'll see. It did last night. It
sure did.
Yeah.
And there was one moment last night that everybody has been talking about, and they've been talking about it since last night. That home run that Justin Turner hit to left field. Brando Lopez made the play. He will forever be known as the Nacho Man. And the Nacho Man will join us next.
Oh, yeah. I like it, Ronnie. A little Stevie Wonder coming back on a Jackie Robinson day. Never forget, number 42. I love it, Freddie.
Rodney, Kevin did some research. If you're going to Staples tonight on the question of the California ID... You do need a California ID. A phone bill, electric bill is not going to work.
California ID, huh?
Right. You have to have proof of residency in California. Driver's license. I don't know, maybe a passport would work.
Yeah.
But apparently they're not letting you in unless you have it.
LA fans, California fans only.
Yep.
What if you're a Laker fan that lives in Arizona?
You're out. Wow. You're not going. 2,000 fans tonight. Coming up 1 o'clock, Zach McKinstry, the Dodgers.
Yes!
Anybody off to a hotter start than Zach?
No.
I don't think so. No. So we're thrilled to have him on the show. Didn't we? We had him on in last spring training, right, Kevin?
Yeah, Vasay said, you guys should have this guy on. He's going to be a good player. And I said, sure, why not? And we had him on, and it was excellent.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
Yep.
So he'll be on during the 1 o'clock hour. And bottom of the hour here, about 6-7 minutes from now, we're going to play a little Know Your Squad today. 866-987-2570. Yeah.
I'm still on fire, Fred. I don't think I've lost this month.
I don't think you have either.
Yeah.
You did win. Oh, yeah. You sat one out yesterday. You were so far ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
I'm like Zach McKinstry. I'm on fire.
You're on fire. And that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, last night, there was one play at Dodger Stadium that will always be remembered.
Nacho, Nacho Man, I want to be a Nacho Man. Nacho, Nacho Man. I want to be a Nacho.
And here we go with a Nacho Man himself. He made news last night at Dodger Stadium for his selection of food and where it ended up. Brando Lopez. Brando, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Okay. So let's just set the story up for anybody that's not aware of it. You're sitting in those new seats in left field. Justin Turner hits a long fly ball to left. The ball is coming right to you. You're going to make a play on the ball. The ball ends up directly in your cheese-filled nachos. You make the play on the ball, and then you are covered with cheese. Did you know you'd have that play all along?
To be honest, I wasn't so sure. It took me quite a few moments to process everything, but the ball was hit directly at me. I knew how to make a play. I was kind of nervous. You know, first thought was try not to reach over the fence and interfere with the play. And, I think that without the nachos, that would have not happened. So I got to credit the nachos. And my coworker, who actually, those were her nachos, so they were not mine. but yeah, everything just transpired so quickly.
I'm going to call you Brando Nacho Lopez. How about that?
I love that.
Yeah, that's your new name, and we're going to get shirts made up and all of that kind of stuff. So it's your coworker's nachos, and the nachos, and the ball's coming at you. You're not thinking about saving the nachos. All you're thinking about is keeping your eye on the ball, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Make the play. Trying to barehand it. But I bobbled it. It went right through my hands. It hit my hands. Kind of panicked for a little bit. Tried to scramble, look for the ball, and it was right in front of me. So really thankful that it didn't take a crazy hop. it was just there. It was like a really cool moment.
Yeah, I think a true hop for you. And you had a sweatshirt. Nacho's got all over your sweatshirt, right?
Yeah, all over my jacket, and I was explaining to a friend last night that I kind of blacked out, to be honest with you. I didn't notice that I had cheese all over myself until after showing the ball to the fans. So, it was just a crazy moment.
Oh, yeah, you had cheese. I saw it on TV. You had cheese all over you, and here's the question, though. Are you ever going to wash that jacket? You just leave the cheese on the jacket and put it on display.
I've thought about this quite a lot, to be honest with you. I think for now I'm gonna let it sit and have its little moment for a couple of days, and then once it starts to smell, then I'll probably consider washing my jacket. But for now, we'll let it hang out for a bit.
Yeah, you know what? Once it starts to smell, it's probably time to wash it, Brando. You're absolutely yeah. right. Yeah.
Or turn green and yellow and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Brando Lopez. He was the Nacho Man at Dodger Stadium last night. He's the guy that caught the ball. Okay, you're covered with cheese. Your coworker's next to you. She's laughing. You turn around. The crowd is looking at you. Then what happens? All of a sudden, your phone blows up?
Yeah. Funny enough, one of my old-time friends called me through the phone and asked if that was me. And then shortly after... that's when all the messages started blowing up my phone, and I had the Spectrum newscast come over and try to interview me, and that's when I realized that this could potentially go viral.
Okay, and there was a moment, and I talked about it with you last night on Channel 4, and it was somewhat disturbing. So you get up, I think you've already done the Spectrum bit, and then a friend or a coworker walks up with a chip, actually takes the cheese off your shirt, and then eats the chip. Who was that individual that took the cheese off your shirt and ate it?
That's my buddy, Wally. So I had the pleasure of going to the game with my coworkers last night. And, I got to credit him and shout him out for hyping me up and for doing that. I thought it was really creative and a really fun moment.
Hey, Brent. Brando, being at the stadium, even with limited fans, how was it for you? Because I had a chance to go last week, and just to be there was fantastic, and the energy level in the stadium. How was it for you when you were sitting there actually being able to watch live baseball at Dodger Stadium?
It was fantastic. I had a really great experience. Can't say enough about the overall experience. Again, the staff members and just a really cool moment to have baseball back and to be able to watch my Dodgers play again, and to have those seats. So cool. The atmosphere was great. The new renovations, we got to explore a little bit and see all the new attractions and restaurants and whatnot. But it just, we're really happy to have baseball back, and especially in LA town, because Dodger fans are the best. We're the best.
All right, Brando, you said you went with your coworkers. What do you do?
So I work at Occidental College. It's a small private liberal arts school right here in the LA area.
Right.
And I work for a program called Upward Bound. We work with high school students and try to help them and support them on their way to higher education.
Very nice. And have you heard from a lot of the people at school today?
Yeah, quite a few. I'm going to have a work meeting with my staff in a little bit, so I'm sure that they're going to have a lot of things to say, and it's going to be a really cool, fun moment to share with them.
Outstanding. You're the Nacho Man, Brando Lopez. You got your moment of fame last night, and you were covered in it. So we thank you very much for joining us today, and congratulations on making that grab.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been an honor, and I look forward to going to another Dodger game. And again, thank you guys so much for the opportunity.
Brando, you're so very welcome. Brando Lopez, he made the play last night.
I love it. I love it. That's great. And Nacho's on the jacket and all. I love it. Just forget about the Nachos, Fred. You got to catch the baseball.
That's right. He made the play. Years ago, there was a great shot. We ran it in the old Hall of Shame. It was somebody in Seattle. Long fly ball, and it was hit to right. And the father had the baby in one arm. Remember that shot, Kevin? And the guy reached up and kind of juggled and made the catch and held on to the baby. Because he was going to make the play.
Don't know if I would recommend that.
No,
a little bit of a difference between nachos and a child.
That's Fred. A fair point.
Come on.
It was an impressive play, but I don't know if I'd want anybody to try to replicate that.
Yeah, that's a fair point. All right. Who wants to play a little Know Your Squad? The number is 866-987-2570. The deal is you call right now. Kevin will pick you up, put you on the air. You'll play Rodney and Ronnie today. Let's go.
Rogan and Rodney Roulette. Know Your Squad.
Hey, listen to Petros and Money for a chance to win a $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Like award-winning beer, join the club, literally. Join the new BJ's Brewhouse Beer Club at bjsrestaurants.com/beer club. Okay, Kevin's about to pick up the phone right now, and we'll have our competitor on the air, and it is Adam in Anaheim. Adam, are you there?
I'm here.
You ready to go?
I will give it my best.
Outstanding. Now remember, Know Your Squad. Don't answer until I give you all five choices, okay?
Yep.
Great. And the squad today is the Clippers/Buffalo Braves.
I feel like I have to point that out because somebody called me out there. Bob McAdoo played for the Braves. It was like, all right, fine. For people that don't already know, the Clippers used to be the Buffalo Braves. So I just throw them all into one.
Okay. Clippers, Buffalo Braves. Ronnie, you ready?
Happy Jackie Robinson Day, Rogan and Rodney. Let's play.
All right, let's do it. Who is the all-time leading scorer in Clippers history? Randy Smith, Blake Griffin, Danny Manning, Elton Brand, or Russell Brand?
Elton Brand.
Danny Manning.
Blake Griffin.
How about new?
Wow. Who'd you call it? Ronnie Cicely? Who'd you say?
It is no good.
Keith Kloss.
No good!
There's only two left.
Yes.
No idea.
All right. Both of them start with R. The correct answer, last name begins with an S.
Huh?
Both first names are R. The last name of the correct answer starts with an S. It's R. Who is it?
Sherman.
It is not Sherman.
Nelson Young!
It is not Sherman.
I don't know, Fred.
All right.
Randy Sherman.
Randy Sherman.
No good.
Randy is right. Randy who?
Randy Smith.
Randy Smith is correct.
That was a wild guess, Fred. I swear Smith was a guess.
How come I didn't get right for Randy?
Well, because the other... No, you don't get right for Randy. You agree with that, don't you, Adam? You shouldn't get it right for just saying Randy.
Yeah, I call and you guys always put the Clippers on.
Oh, Adam.
It's all right, Adam. You're going to get this.
All right.
You're not a Clipper fan, Adam?
Battle. No, I am not.
All right. Well, you're going to get this one. I know. Who leads?
Should be called Know Their Team.
Know Their Team. Who leads the Clippers with an average of 5.3 assists per game? Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Patrick Beverley, or Frankie Beverley?
Patrick Beverley.
Patrick Beverley.
George. No good.
Reggie Jackson.
Paul George is correct. Adam got it. Paul George is correct.
What?
Did you say Randy Jackson, Rodney?
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, I thought Randy Jackson.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog. He's doing Know That Tune now. Yeah, or Name That Tune. Clippers beat the Spurs in 7 games in the first round of the 2015 playoffs. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin led them in scoring in Game 7 with 27 and 24, respectively. Who was their third leading scorer in that game with 17 points?
Right.
Matt Barnes, Jamal Crawford, DeAndre Jordan, J.J. Redick, or J.J. Walker?
Jamal Crawford.
No good!
J.J. Redick.
DeAndre Matt Barnes, Adam. Adam, Matt Barnes.
Son of a...
Wow, Adam. For a guy that doesn't know the Clippers, you've got the lead.
He was a Laker, too.
There you go. Check out Matt Barnes on All the Smoke podcast. That's a man, Matt Barnes.
All right, here's your next one. Who holds the LA Clippers single season record for block shots with 225? DeAndre Jordan, Michael Olowokandi, Benoit Benjamin, Marcus Camby, or Marcus Garvey?
DeAndre Jordan.
No good!
Marcus Camby.
Benjamin.
No good!
Oh, Adam! Adam got it.
What? No way Benoit Benjamin holds the record.
Benoit Benjamin.
Sure Adam's enough. A Clipper fan.
How do you know that one, Adam?
That was the old Sports Arena days.
Yep, the old Sports Arena days. I didn't know Benoit Benjamin did one noteworthy thing when he played for the Clippers, Kevin.
I didn't know he played it long enough to have that record.
It was a single season record, too, so it wasn't a career record for block shots.
See, Fred, you read it wrong.
No, I did not read it wrong. I read single season record. Here's your next one. Only 2 men have coached the Clippers for longer than 4 seasons. Doc Rivers is one of them. Who is the other? Bill Fitch, Mike Dunleavy, Alvin Gentry, Gene Shue, or Elizabeth Shue?
Bill Fitch. Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy. Ronnie.
The sleeve.
Uh-oh. So here's where we're at. Well, this is shocking.
Don't you uh-oh me.
Yeah, I have to uh-oh you.
Don't you uh-oh me. I know that uh-oh was for me.
It is for you. I can't believe it. A man who has been on fire is shut out at this point.
Yeah.
So, Adam, if you get it, you win. Ronnie, if you get it, you'll tie Adam. And Rodney, if you get on the board, Adam wins. Here is your final question. Good luck. The Clippers made the postseason for the first time in 8 years in 2006. Elton Brand led them in scoring that year. Who was their second leading scorer that season? Sam Cassell, Katino Mobley, Corey Maggette, Chris Kaman, or Chris Kattan?
Corey Maggette.
Katino Mobley!
Corey Maggette.
Corey Maggette. So that
and
is...
And Fred, that's my third because I got Randy Smith.
Correct.
Right.
So don't try to cheat me, Fred.
Wow, Fred.
Oh, no, I said you would tie if you got it, didn't I?
No, you said I would tie, but I didn't tie because Adam only has 2. Adam has 2.
So Ronnie actually 3. Won.
So, Adam has 3.
Adam has 3.
He does?
I don't have any.
Kevin, is that right?
Yeah, Adam has 3. You have 3.
Right.
The game
Rodney
is over.
Has, nah.
And boy, you were whitewashed.
Don't you call me whitewashed.
Oh, yeah.
You, how dare Jackie you on Robinson Jackie Robinson Day. You call me whitewashed. I'm not going to sit here and let you call me whitewashed on Jackie Robinson Day, Freddie.
All right. Well, then you were spanked.
Okay.
Okay. So, Adam, like congratulations. You tied for the win today. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Surprise.
Yeah, well, we're all surprised. But, Adam, thanks for listening to the show, and you have a great day, all right?
You too. Thanks.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
1:00. Zach McKinstry of the Dodgers joins the show. So if you're going to go back into the office, I would suggest you stay in the car a little bit longer so we can hang out for Zach.
And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon Delight.
You
It is Thursday, and it is a throwback. Today's Throwback Thursday edition of Afternoon Delight is ABC by the Jackson 5. Known as one of the band's signature songs, it topped the Billboard charts in early March of 1970, knocking Let It Be by the Beatles off the top of the charts. In addition to receiving the Grammy nomination for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group, the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in November of 2016. Again, today's Throwback Thursday edition of Afternoon Delight is ABC by the Jackson 5.
You know, if you're not old enough to remember the impact the Jackson 5 had, unbelievable. Knocked the Beatles off the top. Yeah.
All right.
And now, from the court to the courtroom with Jacob Amrani.
Okay, here comes our buddy Jacob Amrani, proud partner of the Los Angeles Lakers. Jacob, how are you today?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. All right, are you going tonight?
I am not going tonight. I got my vaccine yesterday and, you know, not really feeling too well, so not going to be making it over there. But I will definitely be sitting in bed watching.
How long, you said you got it yesterday. That was your second shot?
This was my first shot. And, you know, feeling a little bit of a headache. Got a, you know, very sore arm. So, you know, just to be safe to myself and my surroundings, you know, I figure to, you know, the right thing to do is just relax a little bit, get the second one, and then, you know, jump in there and start yelling and screaming, even though the protocol says you're not allowed to yell and scream when you're at the Laker game.
Oh, wait, is that the protocol?
Yeah, I mean, one of the funniest thing about it is that when they were negotiating, going back and forth in terms of when to let the people in, the most important part of it was that they were saying that they were concerned about people having their masks on and then taking off their masks and, you know, having to be worried about wanting to cheer on or yell and scream, and that was part of the thing they were worried about. They wanted everybody to keep their mask on, and even they were even being told to tell the PA announcer to say, hey, you know, you don't need to yell too, you know, too loud, or don't take off your mask in order to cheer the team on, which, you know, obviously is a bit weird, but you know what, we're getting in there. 2,000 fans are going to be in there, and I know that by next month it's going to multiply and it's going to double, it's going to continue to go up, so we just have to take it a step at a time.
Yeah, and Jacob, we were just talked about, you know, the protocol that the Lakers put out in order to get the fans in the stands, and we know, and you know, that there will be, and there are people complaining about the bag issue and what you can and cannot bring into the arena, and just like you just talked about, people, you know, you can't scream and yell or pull your mask down. It is unlike Dodger Stadium. This is an indoor facility, so it's a little bit different. Don't everybody, we all, you know, I know everybody's anxious, but we just got to be patient. It's going to open up, like you said, in June and July and as we go forward. But I fear that there are always still going to be those crazy people that think that they're entitled and want to do their own thing, like that lady in Atlanta who wanted to scream at LeBron.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the whole thing with the bag thing is because of the fact that, you know, there's going to be limited in terms of what you can actually serve. The food is going to be an issue. Alcohol is not going to be there. So, obviously, one worry is people are going to be trying to sneak in stuff, you know, to have their drinks or have their beer or have their alcohol. I mean, the other part of it becomes is that, you know, I marked my words that right now you got about 25% to 30%. I feel pretty strong that by, you know, June 15th, you're going to have probably closer to 60% to 65% in, and by July 1st, you know, if you know, July 1st rolls around and we're in the finals, don't be surprised if, you know, you're going to have close to 100% of the fans inside. So, you know, the state's going to be pushing to open. You know, having now some, you know, relationship with a few of our teams, you know, everyone's getting the same thing coming down, you know, from the governor's office, that they want to try to push it open. And I just hope as fans, when we go in there, you know, we try to follow the rules so that, you know, it doesn't throw us more and more behind, because as much as it's the state telling people what to do, the facilities, you know, definitely have a opportunity in order to, you know, make their rules as well. And I know that's one of the things that, you know, the Staples Center is going to be, you know, paying very close attention to.
All right, Jacob, you're playing hurt today. We love that. And that doesn't mean you're not available. You know, every week you come on and we ask you to share something with our listeners, and you believe it's very important for you and your firm to be available 24/7. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, funny enough, you know, this morning I got a phone call from a new client who had stated that they try to reach out, you know, to another law firm that, you know, is very apparent in advertising, and they got passed on to a voicemail and nobody picked up. And as, you know, he was making that call, he saw one of our commercials that said, Jacob, we'll talk to you personally himself. So he called our office and said, hey, I want to talk to Jacob. And, you know, 2-3 minutes after, I was on the phone, and he was just super excited. And I feel like, you know, in the business of personal injury, when people need your help, you have to be available to them. It's not an 8-to-5 job, and it's not a job where, you know, just because it's after hours, someone gets involved in an accident, you should not be available to them, because sometimes after hours is when they need you the most. So, you know, still now after 25 years, I sometimes pick up calls at 11:30 at night when somebody, you know, needs to get connected and needs to talk to me. So I just feel like that's the personal approach that you need to give to your clients. It has been what I've thought from day one, that personal approach of the one-on-one and making sure you're there for your clients. And, you know, my expectation and my, you know, plans are to never shy away from that, no matter, you know, how big of a firm we become. That personal touch and making sure that the clients have access directly to me as the, you know, head attorney in the office is the most important thing for us.
All right.
And I will say this before we get on, let you go. All my kids have Jacob on their speed dial. I'm going to tell you that. That's for a fact. And you know this, Jacob, because you've talked to my son, RJ. You've talked to Holly and my other kids. They haven't had to call you yet, but they're all driving. So,
well, you know your family, and you know you can reach me anytime. And I hope you guys never need me. But if you ever do, I'm always just a phone call away.
Yep. Cool. Jacob, thanks. Feel better. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
All right. There goes Jacob and Ronnie, our dear friend. All right. We're about 5 minutes now away from Zach McKinstry of the Dodgers jumping on the show. 3 home runs, hit one last night. Been one of the breakout stories of Major League Baseball this year, and we are thrilled that he's coming on. So we'll have Zach right up to the top of the hour. Also next hour, we'll get into the Lakers. They're taking on the Celtics tonight.